Republican state representatives send a budget to the governor's desk. All 77 of them voted for the $7.7 billion spending plan, almost $238 million less than this year's budget. A $1.4 billion shortfall had been projected because of a prolonged slump in oil prices and the economic effects of the coronavirus pandemic. Many agencies will be cut up to 4% to make up for that, but House Appropriations and Budget Chair Kevin Wallace says the budget provides stability in a time of uncertainty.
There is comfort knowing that agencies will be funded, their doors will be open tomorrow. Delivery services are changing, businesses are changing, but Oklahoma is strong and we will survive.
Republican leaders say federal funding will more than make up for a 2.5% cut to public schools. The budget also taps state reserve funds and redirects some apportioned monies to general revenue. Minority Leader Emily Virgin says the budget could have been better if lawmakers and Governor Stitt had worked together to use some of the federal coronavirus relief funds his office is controlling.
We know we can't use it for a shortfall, but there are COVID-related expenses in these core services that we're not using that $800 million for.
Virgin says services like healthcare and mental health treatment are in higher demand during the pandemic. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.